Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, world. We're back with your weekly serving of bite-sized gaming news, from FIFA loot boxes being deemed illegal to Facebook gaming viewership plummeting in 2022, all the way to Square CEO stepping down. Make that a crypto-loving CEO stepping down. Welcome to PopBite's new home on Spotify, as we begin with this week's episode of PopBite's. All right, first up on our roundup, we have an Austrian court deeming FIFA loot boxes illegal after an alleged group of Austrian FIFA players, so basically they're not soccer players per se, they're gamers, a group of FIFA gamers who complained about, how these loot boxes are unfair, and they were deemed by the court illegal, making it marking them as some sort of gambling or a form of gambling, requiring them to be licensed. And now it's kind of perplexing. The article states that the players or the court actually went straight for Sony instead of the publisher of the game, EA, which is a bit, far, far off. But then again, I guess it's safe to say that since the platform that they bought or they're playing the game is probably from PlayStation, that's why it's Sony. And then it's Sony who's actually allowing the transactions. It's like sort of the platform where they purchased these loot boxes. So to give our listeners a background how these loot boxes work, it's as if V doesn't know these very well. It's some sort of a gacha mechanic, which is very prevalent nowadays, that gives you access to your quote-unquote fantasy matchups and fantasy players or rosters, which is like, safe to say, if maybe Core and V were pit against each other, and then I have money, which is basically, in real life, Core has the upper hand, usually in terms of finances. So he will have the upper hand because he can purchase these loot boxes and give him an advantage over my team if he gets the star players, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't play FIFA. I'm not a soccer fan per se, or not a big fan of sports games at all. But yeah, in a nutshell, that's how it is. So now the court is ruling out that, and they're requiring Sony. Again, Sony is the hardware manufacturer, requiring to pay or to penalizing Sony instead of EA. So I don't understand how that goes. What can you say about this, Core?
Actually, that's quite, how do I say this? Perplexing.
I know. I've used the word, and the article states that it is perplexing, right? I mean, it's kind of weird.
I mean, I understand that, let's call it what it is. It is gambling without any win.
Yeah.
At least in gambling, you have a chance to, earn more than what you spent.
Uh-huh.
Here in the loot boxes, you're just spending for the sake of spending. So yeah. It's I think loot boxes are worse.
The only winners would be the publisher, right? Yeah. Where you purchase it from. So
yeah, both are addictive, and going back to the topic at hand, I don't understand why Sony's being penalized.
It's EA who's actually selling the merchandise, right? So again, why this is so, it's way beyond my league, but
I think Sony's gonna make a TRO on this.
And, yeah, a TRO or a mediation of some sort.
A countersuit or an appeal or some sorts.
And then apparently in the countries Belgium and Netherlands, the loot boxes are already completely banned. So, Austria will follow suit, I guess. So, is this a new trend?
I know. And are we smelling the end of
EA
loot box era?
Loot box era. Well, I don't know. Maybe just for EA, I guess, who's going to be in deep waters. But I think, you know, EA is not... It's nothing new to EA. You know how it is.
They're not losing it. They're just... They're losing profit.
Uh-huh.
But they're not losing any tangible assets.
I know.
Everything is digital.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like crypto.
If you're really going to think about it, it's preposterous how they're making this money in some... I mean, it's just a big cash cow for EA at this
point. It is, yeah. It's a cash grab.
Money printer.
All right. So moving on to our next news on the roundup. We have Facebook Gaming. So apparently Facebook Gaming viewership, as per the one who covered this one, is video game streaming trends from Stream Hatchet. There we go. So in their year-to-end report from 2022, it is as if the big three in game streaming, so we all know, of course, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, all three collectively have lost viewership as of last year, which is pretty much, I guess, explainable to how the market is already becoming very much saturated. But out of the three, it was Facebook who lost a big chunk of their viewership, and apparently it dropped 13.5% since the end of 2021. And right now, over half or 54%, a whopping 54% from Facebook Gaming have dropped. Major sources are pointing out that this is because due to Facebook, revising their Facebook payouts in terms of how they pay their streamers. So, I know. We all know the Sandu streamers and whatnot, but this is actually becoming worse. And I actually heard of this like 2 years back that, I have friends in the streaming community locally, mm-hmm. not Sandu streamers. Like the legit streamers and managers of big channels and whatnot, and they're saying that it's like quote unquote like barya for the viewerships and whatnot. So I think the drop in the Facebook viewership in gaming is mainly affiliated to that with their payout schemes.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. The other is probably
saturated market.
Well, apart from that, Twitch is on the rise. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are just hopping onto Twitch rather than watching it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, of course, Twitch becoming more
user-friendly?
Specialized,
okay.
On streaming. And if I think they have this feature where you can send your streamers to another channel. Where you can send your watchers to another channel.
I think there was a feature in Facebook as well, but I'm not totally sure.
From
a previous podcast.
But apart from that, if we're going to talk about the payouts, I think it affects the streamer more.
Definitely.
And maybe a lot of them are leaving because of it.
Yeah.
And maybe because of the metaverse. Financial wolves.
Was that even a thing?
They slashed the payouts so they can fund more the metaverse.
That is just sad and pathetic. But we'll let the viewers decide. So who are we to judge? And next in our roundup, which is the last news for this week, is Square Enix's crypto-loving president likely to be ousted in favor of a different, still crypto-loving president. Wow. As I was reading this news, I can really feel the hate and the angst of the writer of this article. It's like he really hated the guts of the current Square Enix president. So Yusuke Matsuda is, following their shareholder approval, likely to be replaced with Takashi Kiryu, who came to the company from managing the Dentsu Innovation Initiative in 2020. So apparently the previous CEO, the current CEO, Matsuda, in 2013, after he took place for Yoichi Wada in 2013, he had mixed feedback with Square Enix and following suite of the the PC ports, the poor PC ports of some of the Square Enix games. Plus, apart from that, axing like some of the developers, like, you know, Eidos Montreal, Crystal Dynamics, and then all in favor of crypto. Because, you know, apparently they're trying to vouch for crypto gaming now because of his poor performance, I guess, since 2013. He's going to be replaced with another guy who's also into crypto.
Well, probably he loves crypto way less.
Loves crypto way less. Well, let's hope.
I don't know.
Like, fingers crossed that maybe he would give us like more quality content, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess with regards to this, I'm just hoping that the new CEO can bring in a new energy to the company. I mean, Square Enix is an institution when it comes to gaming.
Exactly. I mean, it's Squaresoft, bro.
But since probably Final Fantasy 15, we've seen like major decline in not in the graphics, but in the storytelling.
The content itself.
Yeah, the content and stuff. And I'm just hoping that the current CEO will push it in the right direction.
I mean, let's face it. Let's be honest here. When it comes to Square Enix, Squaresoft, or Square, per se, apart from riding on the nostalgic and fan service factors like, you know, F7 Remake, we all know that, the whole host of the Final Fantasy VII anthology with the remasters of Crisis Core. It's like as if Square is just right now, they're riding on the nostalgia factor, and then nothing new, nothing groundbreaking.
GTA?
Huh?
Like GTA?
No, I'm not thinking GTA. Probably not GTA levels, because I think Rockstar...
GTA is worse.
I don't know. I
just want to put it out
there. Yeah. Okay, it's okay. I don't want to touch up on that because it has like a dedicated fan base. Actually, since you mentioned FF15, after FF15, there hasn't been that much of like, you know, the unique, groundbreaking storylines. Like, me and my brother, we've been discussing this time and time again, like after like FF7, FF8, I mean, Soy's not here. FF9 and FF10, it's a good addition. Then FF12.
12 is mix. It's decent.
It's decent.
A lot of people like it with the Zojack.
That Zojack revision, right? And then FF13 is like, like that. And then FF15. Then afterwards, with the direction that it's going through right now, with Stranger of Paradise and FF16, is like... For me, honestly, it's like, is Square really going through like a questionable, doubtful route? I mean, I don't know. And then we all heard that Forspoken has had like a bad launch, which is for me. I wanted to try it out, but I don't know. So here's to hoping that the new incoming CEO will be able to like pull
things to the right
steer the company to the right direction. All right, there you have it, folks. So what do you think of our new platform and our new format for Pop Bites? Do let us know. We'll be putting out a new poll via Spotify. Do join in and chime in. Let us know your thoughts, how we're doing with our platform. And again, if you have any comments and suggestions, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook via Pop Pixel, our Facebook group, and on our Discord group. Once again, this would have to be the V, and I'm joined by
Encore,
and this is Pop Bites. Pop Pixel caters your weekly fix of what's hot in video games, tech, movies, and culture. Catch our updated weekly releases on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major podcast apps. Let us know how we're doing by rating us on our Spotify channel. Join the discussions by commenting on our Facebook page or jumping into our Discord server.